Hey, good morning and welcome everyone to our podcast Trainlang. Johnny, nice to have you with me today.
Hey, Matthew. Well, I'm so happy. It was a long time, huh? We're not working together. Podcast.
You're right. I don't even remember the last one, Johnny.
I don't know.
Got to speak to Stefan.
Oh, yeah.
Bueno, for the listeners, bienvenidos a los business podcasts de Trainlang. Aprende inglés con episodios diseñados para profesionales muy ocupados como tú. Escucha nuestros podcasts y avanza rápidamente para dominar el idioma en solo unos minutos al día. Johnny, ¿te gusta mi acento británico?
Oh, es fantástico.
Estoy matando el castellano aquí, lo siento. Nuestras clases con método único tienen las mejores reseñas de academias en Google. Además, las adaptamos a profesionales que necesitan el idioma para su trabajo o negocio. Pruébalas gratis. Y como decimos en Trainlang, tu futuro laboral está solo un podcast de distancia. ¿Qué te parece, Johnny?
Increíble. Es fantástico. tu Spanglish muy bueno.
Oh, Spanglish, lo mejor. muy bien. Y Johnny, going to speak today, as we mentioned in the introduction there, about... Ooh, can you tell us, Johnny?
Yeah, writing emails. And this is part two, so we have already done something about this.
Yes, yeah. So if you haven't listened already to part one, please do that. But today we're going to continue. And we've got some really interesting content today, Johnny, because writing a business email is not the same, is it, as writing to one of your friends. We need to have a professional tone to it. So we need structure and we need some ideas. And I think, Johnny, we've got plenty of good ideas today.
Yeah, I think our listeners will really enjoy the information we will share with them. So, yeah,
good. Fantastic.
Good points.
So we're gonna break this down into two different emails. And Johnny, I think you're gonna take us through the first one. And then I'll have a look at the second one. So let's dive in, please, Johnny, to that first one.
Very good. Excellent. So then first, just we always have to introduce ourselves in an email, no? Just we can start with something simple, like dear Mr. or Mrs. Alston, for example, or whatever. And then just the first sentence is always just trying to be social, right? Just we want to introduce ourselves. So we have to make a connection with the person we are talking or we are writing to. So, for example, the sentence, I'm glad we had a chance to chat at the convention last week, could be an option. But of course, we can change that and adapt it with another sentence. I don't know. So, you can ask, for example, I hope you enjoyed the event. That's another option. I don't know if you think about any other way just to say this.
Yeah, Johnny, I think they're good. They're nice introductions there. And our introduction, we want to link it to the last time that we saw or we spoke to the person. So maybe a simple one could be, it was a pleasure to meet you yesterday. It was a pleasure to meet you yesterday.
Yeah. So being social, we don't want to go straight to business. We need to be social. We need just to talk a little bit, make the connection, finding the common ground, and these expressions can help. We might see some more expressions later on. Okay, so then we move quickly to the reason of the email. We don't want to sound so friendly. We have to remember that this is a business email, so the person, I'm sure, is busy and wants to go straight to the point. No? So it's better after a short introduction, we go straight to the point and we express the reason why we are writing the email. So, for example, an option where this could be, I'm writing to follow up on the beneficial partnership between our two companies, which we spoke about. So this idea, I'm writing to you to follow up on, this is a style that we could use, no? Or another one could be, I'm contacting you to inform, or reaching out, because, so those are options. I don't know if you.
Yeah, they're good options, Johnny. I like those. And in all of those options that you mentioned, I noticed that we use the verb to be with the continuous. No, yeah. So I'm writing, I'm reaching, I'm contacting. That's a nice way of keeping it formal, but at the same time, it's a pleasant way of speaking. Maybe something a little bit more formal, if we don't know the person so well, or we're not too sure, we could say, might I take a moment of your time? So this is quite a formal approach. No, might I take a moment of your time? Or maybe a nice way of doing it is to introduce ourselves, because it's possible if it was a business convention or a business fair, maybe the person we're writing to met lots of people and doesn't remember who we are. So we could say our name. Hey, it's Matthew from Train Lang, and this email is just to let you know. So that could also be a nice way to start our introduction.
You're totally right. Okay. So then now, maybe as it is a business email setting, we want to attach certain information. So we want to inform, or maybe we have sent a report or a document. And now how do we express that we have attached something? So this could be the next part. I don't know, for example, just please find attached a document which holds more information about what we do, which I'm sure you will find very interesting. So I have attached is a very simple business-minded expression that can work. You can also say, please find the document attached. So that's another way. Or I'm enclosing a document. Enclosing, it's also a nice expression.
Yeah, they're good. Any other? I like those, Johnny. They're good. One that I like to use is the parts in bold or in red. What do we mean by that? Well, I suppose in Spanish we would say in negrita. Mm-hmm. Or yeah. If we use a different color. So the highlighted parts are the comments I've made, or are my ideas, or are the changes that we've made. Or maybe simply saying, here's the document that you asked for. Something simple like that.
Very good. Yeah. Okay, so then maybe now it's time to offer help or offer more information after informing the person that we have attached something. So one option could be, I hope you find it helpful. I hope you find it helpful. And please do not hesitate to contact us for any other further information. And maybe if we had a contact with the person before, and we agreed just to send some information or answering some questions, sentence like, I hope that answers all your questions. Or also one I like very much, if we can be of any further assistance, please let us know. Well, that also sounds very professional.
Yeah, you're right. They're good. And it kind of leaves the door open for the person to get in touch with us. We want to continue the conversation. So along those lines, I like this one. In the meantime, if you need any more information, and maybe then we include our telephone number or another way of contacting us. And these we would use, I think, Johnny, in the final paragraph of the letter or the email.
That's right. I think later on we will maybe get deeper into conclusions, how to conclude. But one option is best wishes, Mr. Rios or whatever, and that's it. Later on we will share, other options to close the email. But that could be one option. I think you have another you have another email just to share with our listeners.
I do, Johnny, yeah, you're right. But before we get into that, two things we want to quickly mention. First of all, listeners, what business emails have you received? We want to know. Send us a comment. And what was the most unusual ending to an email you've had? So let us know. We'd love to hear. And Johnny, I think we have a special announcement to make as well, no?
Yeah. Hacemos aquí una pequeña pausa, ¿no? Para que no os olvidéis de suscribiros a nuestros podcasts. Además, si disfrutas de nuestro contenido de plataformas como YouTube, LinkedIn o Twitch, pues no olvides dejarnos un like. Y si quieres aprender otros idiomas, pues también puedes escuchar nuestros podcasts en chino, en japonés, en Hanyu Chinese School y de inglés aquí en Trainline, estudiando con Matthew, estudiando conmigo, con Stephen o con cualquiera de los otros profesores que tenemos. Unos con un acentazo en inglés y otros con menos acento. No te lo pierdas.
Muchas gracias, Johnny. ¿Eh? Qué bien. Okay, let's continue. You mentioned we have a second email. We do indeed. Huh? So let's get into that one. This one, we can maybe talk about how we start the email. And perhaps somebody has sent us something really quickly. We met them yesterday. And this morning in our inbox, we've got the email we'd requested. So how do we respond? Well, we could simply start the email by saying, thanks for your email this morning. Thanks very much for that. Huh? Or thanks for your quick reply. We can acknowledge that they responded quickly and we're happy with that. Johnny, any suggestions for that opening paragraph?
Yeah, well, just we can get a little bit more technical if we want. Or thank you for reaching out, you know, just to me. And yeah, so that could be also another way. But we can be maybe more specific, no? About the day when we spoke, no, thanks for your email this morning, or thanks for your email yesterday or last week, just to make a reference, no, of information. We acknowledge that we received that information.
Hey, good, Johnny, that's nice. Now, of course, in business, it doesn't always go smoothly. Maybe we can't close the deal. We're not able to work together. So how do we give bad news in a professional way? What can we do? Well, here's a couple of ideas. We could use the phrase due to. Due to. Now, what does that mean? Basically, it means because. Because of. Due to. So due to the reason, it won't be possible for us to do this together. Maybe due to, I don't know, prior appointments or a change in the market, we're not going to be able to work together. Or maybe we simply say, I tried my best, but it's not going to be possible. Johnny, which one do you like for introducing bad news?
Yeah, well, just I think this one, I'm afraid. No, it's clearly sounding already that is a negative, but we are not sounding negative. No, I'm afraid I won't be able to help you with this at this time. No. Or I can't see how we can help you with your request at this time. No, just I think that at this point, no, just and it, maybe it's a point you will discuss later on. We want, although we are negative here, we want to keep it positive later if it's possible.
Yeah, you're right, Johnny. That's it. We want to keep it positive. No, and actually, that's a nice link into our next paragraph because we've given the bad news. We don't want to end on a negative note. No, we want to end the email on a positive note. So perhaps we can talk about something we will do, something we can do. Perhaps we say, okay, I'm going to read the information you sent me. We'll keep it on file. Maybe in the future we can have a collaboration together. Something along those lines to keep it positive. What do you think, Johnny?
Yeah, I think that's a good it's a good way just to do it. No, but for example, we can also say, no, in the meantime. That's also no. In the meantime, look, it's not possible now, but in the meantime, if you need something else, if I can be of any other help, if we can help you in other matters. Also, we could say also, no, just if you need more information, if you need further information, please just let us know.
Yeah, that's nice. Good. So hopefully we haven't closed the door completely on any business there, no? Okay. And then we conclude the email. Now, we're going to talk about different ways to do that, but here's a few ideas. We could say, I hope this is okay with you. Or maybe, I hope we can find a solution soon. So a couple of possible ideas. Johnny, have you got a few that we could think about?
Yeah, just saying, no, I'm sorry, no, that we can be of more help at this moment, no, or I'm sorry, couldn't be of more help at that at this time. Also, just saying, we hope you can understand the reasons why we can't collaborate at this moment are nice ways.
Hey, very good. Okay, well, we've covered a lot of ground here, Johnny. So we've had a few ideas about how to put our email together, the different paragraphs, phrases. I think it'll be good to have a business email just to read it through and have a feeling of what it sounds like. So I don't know. Do you have one?
Just one very similar to the one that we said at the beginning, but just we read it through so that our listeners can listen how it sounds. For example, well, dear Mrs. Alston, I'm glad we had a chance to chat at the convention last week. I'm writing to follow up on the beneficial partnership between our two companies, which we spoke about. Please find attached a document which holds more information about what we do, which I'm sure you will find very interesting. I hope you find it helpful, and please do not hesitate to contact us for any other further information. Best wishes, Mr. Rios. That could be one.
That could be one. I like it. Yeah, very good, very good. Okay, so that's a nice positive one, which we talked about at the beginning. Let's listen to one that's maybe a little bit more negative. We're not going to be able to make the deal. How do we say it? Well, here's one. Dear Mr. Rios, thank you for reaching out to me and sending the information so quickly. Unfortunately, despite my best efforts, we won't be able to start a new partnership until after the summer. I look forward to a future collaboration with you. In the meantime, if there are any other small projects we can assist with, please drop me a line and we can schedule a meeting. Once again, I'm sorry we can't be of more help at the moment. Best wishes, Mrs. Alston. She drives a hard bargain, this woman. Yeah. Difficult one to crack. Hey, good, Johnny. Okay. A quick review then, Johnny.
Yeah.
Expressions that you like from our emails. Anything that you liked?
Well, for example, just about being social. Let's start with that one. Well, it was a pleasure to meet you at the convention. It was a pleasure to meet you yesterday. I think it's a nice start.
Yeah, I agree with you. We said the next paragraph was to get into the purpose of the email. Mm-hmm. And I like the ones you mentioned. I'm writing, I'm contacting, I'm reaching. They're good. What about if we've got an attachment, Johnny? Which one did you like for the attachments?
Yeah, we can go straight. I have attached. Please find a document attached. So here's a document. Or here's the document you asked for.
Hey, very simple, very clear, very professional. Okay. As we come towards the conclusion, we offered to help. We could say, I hope this answers all your questions. If you need further help or for further details. And that's the structure we want to follow. Now, Johnny, you gave us a little teaser earlier about how we can conclude the emails. What can we do?
Well, I mean, we can just use different expressions. For example, I think we use best wishes, which is nice. No, but there are other expressions that can be used in business English. For example, respectfully yours. Mm. It's a very formal business one. Yours truly. Ah. That's another one. And
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, they're good. I think sometimes as well, I've read yours faithfully. Yeah. We don't know who the person is, and we can just add that. But Johnny, sometimes in emails, you see these abbreviations. English speakers love to use abbreviations. Can you give us a few examples?
Yeah, that's right. I think we all have found this few letters, maybe in a business letter, and say, well, what does it mean? If there's a FYI, for example, say, well, FYI, is that maybe just Frederick Jones? well, just if you find a FYI at the beginning or at one point, it's mainly saying for your information.
for your information.
Have you found any other interesting?
I don't know if this is un chiste de mal gusto, Johnny. No estoy seguro. Please tell me if it is. But if you see the initials ETA, ETA at the end of your email, it's not from a terrorist organization.
Oh, huh?
It just means estimated time of arrival.
That's okay. Right. That's
or maybe right. The one that's very common in English is ASAP. No?
Yes.
As soon as possible. Okay.
It's less. I mean, our listeners might not find this very, very often, but I have seen it. Is the RSVP, which mainly is a French, which I'm not going to, because this is not a French.
Where's Aline? Where's Aline?
But it's just saying please reply.
Okay. So, look at that. That's interesting. Huh?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know. I'd seen that many times, and I understood that it meant reply, but I didn't realize it was in French. So there you go. I've learned something in the pod today. Thank you very much, Johnny. Hey, Johnny, if our listeners want to take a class to improve their business English, what would you recommend?
Well, I mean, definitely they have to come and visit our website, www.trainlang.com, and then just ask for a class or just to learn English with one of our wonderful teachers. We have very good teachers in training, so you will enjoy it.
And you know what? The summertime is a great time to start. Maybe you think I'll wait till September, October. Get in now. Get in now. Start now and get a head start on everybody else. Huh?
Yeah. Okay. In fact, we have intensive courses as well. Oh. Just per week, no? Just to say, look, I have 1 week or 2 weeks, and then if you want just to start to study 1 week, if you have a gap during the month, you can ask, and we can provide you classes for 1 week.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. Johnny, as always, a pleasure to do the pod with you. Thank you very much, my friend.
Oh, my pleasure. Bye, Matthew.
See you in 2 minutes.
All right. Bye-bye. See you soon.
Bye, Johnny. See you later.